Welcome. This is Jordan with your WBZ New England Weekend, and it's always fun to welcome our WBZ New England Weekend naturalist on call, Joy Marzolf of thejoysofnature.com. And today, you're going to put your vocal skills to the test, imitating some of our fine feathered friends as you share with us insight into the sounds of the season. Joy?
Well, this month, I've been hearing quite a variety of birds in mine. Great horned owls are actually still making their hoot owl calls around dusk. Their chicks, they've already hatched, but are now fully dependent on their parents for food until about the second week in May when they leave the nest. I've also been hearing chickadees not only singing their chickadee-dee-dee, chickadee-dee-dee, but also their spring. Many birds are increasing their activity level as males establish territories. Some, like red-winged blackbird males, actually returned in mid-February and are adding their chirps and chirrs to the sound of their neighborhoods if they're located near wetlands. Want to help birds? Planting wildlife-friendly gardens and eliminating chemicals from your yard can really make a difference. Many birds rely on insects for food, from caterpillars to even mosquitoes, gnats, and horseflies. Nature's own free pest control. Want to learn more about birds? Cornell's All About Birds website has great images, information, and even recorded songs to help with your bird ID. And yes, there's even an app for that, their Merlin app. So I hope you have an opportunity this spring to listen to many bird songs, and maybe even see who's flying through your neighborhood.
Well done, Joy. Joy Marzolf, who joins us regularly here as our official naturalist. For details on the wonderful work she does, visit thejoysofnature.com. That's thejoysofnature.com. This is Jordan Rich with another WBZ New England Weekend.